children. In the recitation, it says that all the families of the peoples should bear an offering and come into the Lord's courts. Now think, did you carry an offering and bring it to the Lord today? Yes, that's what we did. We're doing what the Lord says. The recitation also says that we should give glory and strength to the Lord. Now, how do we do that? Glory is bright shiningness, like when the angel of the Lord came to the shepherds and the glory of the Lord shone all around them. Or when the Lord took Peter, James, and John up onto a high mountain and they saw the Lord's face shining like the sun. Now, when we think of the fact that all the light and brightness in our world comes from the Lord, then we're giving glory to the Lord. We're saying that the Lord is the source of all light. For example, the Lord makes our sun shine, and the Lord also makes the spiritual sun shine that gives life to everyone in the universe. He makes light in our minds so that we can think, and He puts warmth in our hearts so that we can love other people. The Lord is glorious in that way. And when we think about that, we're giving the glory to the Lord. Now, another meaning of glory is to be famous. When everybody's heard of your name and they think that you're great at something. For example, you might be a great sports star or a great musician, or you might be the leader of a country, or you might be a great scientist or inventor. Or there's other ways that people can be famous. Or there's a quieter kind of glory when you live in a community of people and they all know your name and they think good thoughts about you. Like they might think, he's a really good dad, or she's really good at taking care of her children, or he's a very skillful mechanic, he really knows how to fix things, or she's a really good cook, or they might think, he is a fine carpenter, he does quality work. Or he's a really good friend. I can always count on him. These are a quieter kind of glory when people know your name and they think good thoughts about you. Now we can think of the fact that all of these good qualities that people know about us, where do they come from? They come from the Lord. He's the most famous of all. Everybody in the whole world, just about, knows who the Lord is. They might call him by different names, but they know that he created the universe and he's keeping it going all the time and he's leading us to eternal life. Now the Lord, the wonderful thing about him is that he loves to share his glory and strength with us so that it feels like our own glory and strength. He wants us to feel that way. He wants us to say, I'm a good person. I know how to help people. I know how to do certain things with my hands and my mind, and I love doing that. I like helping other people. And that's a wonderful thing. The Lord wants to share His glory with us so that we enjoy doing good things for other people, and we have a quiet kind of glory in our own community. But if the Lord wants to share His glory and strength with us, why does He want us to give it back to Him? Well, that's because the more we think about the fact that everything good and true with us comes from the Lord, and we turn to the Lord and we say, thank you, then we're facing Him, and the Lord can give us even better gifts, more gifts than He's given us already. Whereas, if we say, I'm good, I'm smart, I'm strong, I don't really need the Lord's gifts, give them to somebody else, then we're turning our back on the Lord, and the Lord can't give us His gifts. And really, we have nothing, nothing apart by ourselves without the Lord. There's nothing we have to give to anybody that's any good. So that's why it's so important. That's why the Lord wants us so much to give Him glory and strength. Because when we do, then He can give us more ourselves. Remember what it said in the third lesson, in the lesson from the Heavenly Doctrine? It said that actually, when we are giving gifts to the Lord is really giving the gifts to us. Because after all, who made these fruits grow? Did we make them grow? No. And who put the idea in our minds, it would be a good idea to give a gift to the Lord today? And who put the feeling in our hearts, I'd like to be part of the procession and bring a gift to the Lord? The Lord put that in our minds. So really, when we give gifts to the Lord, He is giving gifts to us. And that's why He wants us to give Him gifts. Because the more we give Him gifts, the more He can give us gifts. That's why we have Thanksgiving. It's a time to stop and remember, thank you, Lord, for all the good things in my life. I know where they come from. They don't really come from me. Even though it feels like I work hard for them, I know they really come from you. And when we stop and think about that, and we give the glory to the Lord, then the Lord can give us more and more gifts forever. Amen.